Exercise 5. In Korea, intergenerational co-residence is the normative expectation. For example, other things being equal, the first choice is for parents to co-reside with their eldest son. If for some reason that is not possible, then co-residence with the next eldest son is preferred. Put differently, co-residence is the expected normal state of affairs, at least for eldest sons, not a mechanism to cope with emergencies, as in the U.S. Nonetheless, there are many situations in Korea that might lead both generations to decide that living together is not desirable. Perhaps the most common are differences created by changes in economic opportunities for the two generations, as reflected in the extremely rapid educational and occupational shift in Korea over the past two generations. Hence, contemporary Korean parents are likely to have pursued agricultural careers in rural areas, while their children are pursuing manufacturing or service careers in urban areas.